Let's see the Rosh. We're looking at the Rosh and then Hamer Beis. Nazar Shah Yotami Besafik Mukhla Besafik. Okay, so the Rosh is going to really work through all the details of the question. You didn't see the Mora's Terror. The Mora asked another question on top of this question. So before we get to the second question, let's understand the first question well. The second question takes Solomon Beis to bring out the question. So. Another show you told me besavik and mochla besavik. Savik im nitav emes, besavik im mitzar mochla. He has two svekas over here. He has one savik if he became tummy mace in a halachic way, which we can't, it remains a savik. There's no chazak or whatever it is. So he's a savik, and he has a savik if he's a mochlat. If he became a full bona fide mitzar. Now the Rosh is going to ask a side question. Based on the Mishnayos and Masechtas Negoyim, there's no Gemara in Negoyim, just Mishnayos. The case of Safek Muchlet seems to be difficult to find such a case that a person should be a Safek. So when a person comes sees the tzaras in his body, goes to the Kohen, certain situations, he's definitely a mitzvah immediately, and the Kohen will declare him as such. Many cases, it's not clear, and there's a period called Hesker, where he puts him away for 7 days, waiting to see if he will develop any of the signs of being a definite mitzvah. If that period of time passes without producing any of those signs, he's tor. Okay? So, if one of those signs is produced, he's mukhlat. So we're sort of like not really anywhere in the middle. If he comes with definite signs of being a full mitzara, so he hasn't. Let's say the standard nega is on the skin, not places of hair. So the color is white, different shades of white. But the Mishnah goes to the different shades of white, which are valid to be considered white. If he has white hair, if the hair in that area has turned white as well, so he's a mitzara mukhlat. He's a vadi mitzara. If that hasn't happened, the hair is still black, so we put him away for 7 days to wait to see if something will happen. If something can happen, it can develop one of three signs. It can spread. That's considered mitzara. The hair can turn white. Or he could develop something called a michya, so which has to be a certain size. 7 days pass, and he's seen again, nothing is clear. He's put away for another 7 days. After the other 7 days, none of those signs develop. He's declared tor. If one of those signs develops, he's mukhlat. So where's the case where he's a mukhlat? Suffolk. The Tan Rish Perkei, the Nagoyim, called Suffolk Nagoyim, is Torah, Chutz Mizeh, Vahoyd Acher, Vahanach Beiz, Heim Tmeim Vadai. There's two cases which have a difference. We don't know if he spread. There's certain cases we don't know, and there's a locha. It doesn't remain a Suffolk. The Psak is those are Vadai. So in a case he hasn't been muklat yet, in a situation which is a suffix, it's a suffix if it's the shear. It's the size of a nega. It's a suffix. The michya is the size of a michya that develops a certain type of skin inside the tsaras. Any suffix, the lachas is tor. Once he's became vade tome, and now it develops a suffix, maybe it came to her, the lach is vade tome. So there's no case of suffix. So Rush doesn't answer the question. He leaves that as a question. What exactly is the scenario of being a suffix mukhlut? Okay. So he was a regular nazir, so nazirus is 30 days. And now he develops a situation of being a suffix mitzara and being a suffix, having a suffix tumas mace. So being a mitzara requires him. And normal mitzara after the tzaras is near, after the it heals, he contacts the Kohen comes and sees that it's healed, and he cuts all of his hair, and we process him with the two birds, with the Mayim Chayim, and they shaft one of the birds, and they put the blood into the Mayim Chayim. They take the other bird together with an Eteres and an Ezoiv, and the Shnitei Loss, they dip it in, and they sprinkle that water with the blood onto the Metzora, and then he's now in a state of time of Mesofrei. Sofrei is for 7 days. He's doesn't have the din of Mitzvah Mukhlad anymore. He's allowed back into the city, but he cannot. He stays Mechutzah Olo, which means he's also Betasher Shemito for 7 days, and then in 7 days, he cuts his hair again, and he brings the Karbonos of a Mitzvah. So he has to cut his hair twice. Nosher becomes Mitzvah. So we said before that the mitzvah of taglachas of the mitzvah overrides the issur of a nosher cutting his hair. Person was a suffolk. If he has the din of a mitzvah mukhlutz, he can't cut his hair. Misuffolk. If he's a mitzvah, that overrides the issur of naziris. If he doesn't know, if he's not really a mitzvah, he has an issur deraisa to cut his hair. So he can wait to the end of 30 days and cut his hair. Either the naziris is finished, or this is the cutting of the hair of the first haircut of the Mitzvah. Okay, now he's also this fellow was also had a din of, he was possibly Tamei Meis. So Tamei Meis, the law is when he finishes the Tara process, he cuts his hair. It brings the Karbonos of a Nazir who became Tamei, and then he starts his Naziris again. So if he's Vali Tamei Meis, that's what he does. If he's still Tamei Meis, he can't cut his hair because maybe he wasn't Tamei and he's middle of his Naziris. So I have to wait till the end of 3 days to cut his hair. So we have this issue over here. He can't cut his hair during the 30-day period. He has to wait till the end of the 30-day period and cut his hair. That's round one. So these two things happen during the first 30 days. He has to wait till the 30 days are up and cut his hair the first time. So he can't eat kachim till after 60 days. So regular Mitzara can't eat kachim. During Bimei Sofrei, he can't eat kachim. When he finally brings the karbonos of the Mitzara, then he's mutter to eat kachim. Until then, not. He's called a Mechusi Kippurim, and he cannot eat kachim until he brings his karbonos of a Mitzara. So normally that takes the refuah, this first taglachas with the sprinkling, the 7 days, the second taglachas and the karbonos, and now he can eat kachim. Takes him 7 days. But this fellow is going to take him more than 7 days because he has a haircut problem. See, he needs at least 30 days before he gets his haircut. And then he has to do the process and get a second haircut. Well, how long does it take to get the second haircut? So the Mishnah says it takes him another 30 days. So why is that? See, it's going to take him 60 days before he can eat kachim. The Sabbath Mitzarahu. So till he brings his karbonos, he can't eat kachim. Now, the Rosh points out that the issue of being a nazir tamei doesn't make him aser b'kachim, which means once he becomes tor, for that the tahara process of the nazir is the regular tahara process of any person who was a suffolk tamei meis. Is a tamei meis. He gets sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma on days 3 and 7, goes to Mikkah day 7, and after that he can eat kachim. And there's no karbonos which are necessary to be matter him to eat kachim. He has to bring karbonos because he's a nazir who became tamei. That's nothing to do with dinah. That is irrelevant in regards to the lochas of eating kachim. That's a locha, his mitzvah of naziris. But in regards to kachim, as soon as he becomes tor, which means at the end of the seventh day, he has had ashes of the paraduma with the water sprinkled on him on day 3 and day 7. He went to the mikvah on day 7. At the end of that, that night, once it's Vadi nighttime, you have Harab Shemesh, Seisa Kachobim, he can eat kachim. So that's not an issue. There's no haircut required, there's no karbonos required for this a person who became Tomei Meis to eat kachim. Because something else with Tomei, loy mitzvah b'kachim, loy mikri mechusi kippuril, kapari is not considered lacking of kapari, loy asa b'kachim. So the only people which have a din of mechusa kapora is a tumah which is generated from their body, a zov, a zava, a mitzara, a mitzaras, and a yoledes. Those are the only ones which have a din that they need a, that they're called mechusa kapora, and they need a korban to be brought after the entire process is finished. They still need a korban before they can eat kosher. So only those four or five, you count, you know, we usually count it as four, like that's the name of the parak. Why is it four? I gave you five. I gave you Zav, Zava, Mitzara, Mitzaras, and Nida. Because there's no difference between Mitzara and Mitzaras. A Zav and a Zava are counted separately because the whole process of what makes a person a Zav and what makes a person a Zava are totally different. The woman's process of zava is through dam, and a man's process of zava is through a loivin which comes, a white which comes out, not a red. So the zava and the zava are counted as two. Mitzara mitzaras, any person is a mitzara, whether he's a male or female, doesn't make a difference. And then your lad is obviously to this day, up to this date, that's by females, right? So that's your lettuce. So that's the four. So, but anybody else which came to him, contracted to him by touching a mitzvah, touching a mace, touching an avela, the tumas are contracted by through touching oil, receiving from something other than their own being. Those tumas do not require a korban before to be kosher. Ketzat. Nazir Lamadon. So this fellow over here was a nazir for 30 days. Yom Rishon Iraloi Suffolk Tumas Mace or Suffolk Tsaras. So now he has a Suffolk Tumas Mace and a Suffolk of Mitzara that all happened on day one. Great, you had a good day one, yeah. So the Loch is Maza Bishino Mitoivol, Vinitami Tumas Mace. So the Tumas Mace is easy to remove. They sprinkle on him on day three. They do it, Shana, they repeat that again on day seven. He goes to the mikvah on day seven. And now, he's no longer has tumas meis. Okay? That's good. Now he says, okay, now, but the loch is a that's a regular person, but he's also a nazir. So nazir became tumas meis, has to cut his hair and bring a korban and start his count again. So he wants to cut his hair. He said, well, listen, if you be vada became tumas meis, that's what you would do. But you're a Suffolk. Maybe you were not Tumei Meis. If you're not Tumei Meis, you're in the middle of your Naziris. You can't cut your hair. Bala legaleach, kedin nazir Tumei. Oh, kedin mitzar shenis rap. He says, meanwhile, his saras went away. He says, oh, great. My saras went away. I can cut my hair. Well, I remember, hamtin ad lamad yom. You have to wait till day 30. The shema nazir torahu, bala mitzara. And maybe he's really a nazir torah, not a mitzara. Menozitor and Megaleach.
Yeah.
Ella ad hadomin.
Perhaps indicating
Ella al hadomin.
After the korbanot were brought.
Okay. Good. The simtali yavar reisha ad meloishim in Israel. So he has to wait, since he's not for sure Mitzara has a right to cut his hair during the Zeris, and he's not for sure that he's Tommy Mays who has the right to cut his hair. Maybe he's not Tommy Mace or Mitzara, so he has to wait till day 30 and then he can cut his hair. So his first haircut cannot be before day 30. Okay. He says, great. I finished my Naziris. 30 days are up. He cuts his hair. And everything is wonderful. Well, not really. He has to cut his hair a second time as a Mitzara. He asks, and maybe he was a Tommy Mace. So this is the Taglachas of Tuma. Not the Taglachas of Tahara. So he says, okay, good. So let's say, what's the klachas of Tumah? It was Tomei Meis. So day 30, that first haircut was his haircut of a Tomei Meis, and also became Tomei Meis. Now he says, that is the Zeris of Tahara.
So the
maybe he was a Mitzara. So that haircut could be the haircut of a Mitzara. But he's a second haircut. But maybe he wasn't the Mitzara, and this was the haircut of a Nazir Tomei. And now he's a Nazir Tor. So he wants to cut his hair cut again, but now he has to kind of start his 30 days. So he has to wait till day 60 to cut his hair a second time. Now that taglachas can count for any one of the three. Where it can do double duty or triple duty over here. It might be the taglachas of a nazir tor. It might be the taglachas of a nazir tamei. It might be the taglachas of a matzara. No problem. It can count for any one of the three. Something nazir tor. So he does the process of the two birds and the sprinkling and the possibility he's a matzara. He does that. Okay. Now, what about bringing a korban for nazir tamei? So nazir tamei has to bring an oila, a chatas, and an asham. So an oila can be brought either as a nadav or mehameka tonight. If it was nazir tamei, he brings an oila. If not, it's a nadav. An asham functions like the hakrava is similar to a shlomim. So the only difference is only kahanim will eat it, and you have a limited time to eat it, but everything else remains. Without the hakrava, you can make a tonight between that and a shlomim. Chatas, you can't bring misafik, but you can bring an oif misafik. So bring a chatas oif misafik. Mishum Safik Nazir Tamei. Well, it's Behemah Mishum Safik Nazir Tor. Kedele Galeach Al Adamim. The meaning of Megillah Kalecha Mishlosh Adaz Yatsa. Umasta Lea, Shim Lehigia Zamana Le Galeach Shatir Elisandov. If it's not really the time of he's saying he said the Nazir Tamei. The chatas is enough to allow him to cut his hair, so he'll just bring the chatas. He won't have to bring the other ones, but maybe he's an nazir tor, and he doesn't bring a chatas, he brings an oila. Well, he could go with either one korban is enough. We'll bring an oila but tonight, and that's good enough to allow him to cut his hair. And he'll bring the other korbanos later on. Okay, so that's day 30. Now, and he adds some add in here. So maybe chatas oif for both the suffix. Both of the galach shenis achir zayin may suffer. So now nozer who has to count 7 days and get a second haircut. So he's ready to get a second haircut. So we say, listen, you know,
nozer or
matzora. I'm sorry. After the refuah, he cuts his haircut right away, and then he has to wait 7 days to cut his hair again. It's called after the 7 days of Sfira, Safra. So he says, okay, great, ready to cut my hair again. No. Maybe that was your Nazir Tamei. And that you just finished your Naziris, the Tumah, and now you're counting your 30 days of Tahara. Okay? So you can't cut your hair right now. Because if you be Mitzara Vadai, that overrides the Naziris, but you don't know if you're Mitzara Vadai. So you can't cut your hair right now. So he has to wait till 30 days before he can cut his hair again. So, Armin Loi Hamte, and Shemin Nozit Tomei Hoya, Veloi Mitzara, Mitzara Chlimnus Lamed Yarmel Naziris Tahara. So now on day 60, he cuts his hair again, and he brings the Karbonus of a Mitzara. He cuts his hair. So what is this haircut? Suffer taglachas shall you may suffer. That might be the second haircut of a matzara. If he was a matzara, the first haircut was the haircut of a matzara. This is the second haircut of the matzara. Let's say he wasn't the matzara. So that first haircut might have been the haircut of a nazir tamei, and this is now the haircut of a nazir tor. So suffik naziris tor. So he's a suffik nazir tor, maybe oilus behema, mishum suffik nazir tor. He has to bring another oil for that, because he can't cut his hair without bringing a korban. Maybe korban mitzara, and then he'll bring it the day after he cuts his hair, because the mitzara brings the korban the next day. He brings the korban of a mitzara, kilhatir bakachim. So Maybe chatas oif, the chatas may in a boil a suffix, so he could only be, the only thing you bring is a chatas oif. Can't bring a chatas behema. Oh, yafka nechasa, v'yavi chatas oif, k'din mitzara oni. So the lach is, I think the lach is that if he's an oni, the lach is that he brings a chatas oif. So then it's poshut. It's not a chatas boil a suffix. Because he has, if he owns property, he's not an oni. So, b'diavad, a usher who brings a chatas oif is yoytza the din chatas, if I remember correctly. So, but that's not the chatchila. But he can mark as the chatas, it would be the chatchila.
What?
Now, he has to bring an usher. A Metzara, then, when he finishes his process, brings an oila, a chatas, and an usher. So the oila can do double duty from the nazir. The chatas will bring a chatas oif, which can be brought on safik. And the asham, the shimon the omer, the matzilas liye bishlamim. So shimon says, asham the shimon the omer matzilas liye bishlamim. Regarding the shimon, you can make it tonight. And the asham, that he's either bringing it as an asham or a shlamim. No problem. Regarding the rabbanon, hold that you can't do that. The Asham, so he won't bring the Asham now, but not bringing the Asham doesn't prevent him from eating kachim. He'll bring the Asham, he can't bring an Asham himself, so he can't bring an Asham. So, okay, so that now he's finished, he's clearly finished his Mitzara. If he really wasn't Mitzara, he's got his two haircuts, he brought his kabanas, and he can eat kachim. Okay. Naziris is over. It did it twice. Well, not true. And if he wasn't, if he really was a Mitzara, the days of Mitzara don't count for his Nazir. So he hasn't done his Naziris yet. So case count 30 days and be a Nazir. Well, maybe he was also Tomei. So he has to do the process of getting rid of the Naziris of Tuma. Okay. But a Badayan, who also lishtas will litam in the mesim, the shema muklat hoya, with taglachas mitzara, in oil of the taglachas nazator, will the taglachas nazatame, shemin lakam on the parak bez nazirim. So, if he was vadei mitzara, he cannot, that we said before, that taglachas can do double duty, it just means it's one of the three possibilities. It's okay to be one of the three, but it can't be two. I cannot use it as the mitzara and also as the taglachas of a nazir tomei, or the mitzara and the taglachas of a nazir tor. So those two haircuts don't count for his haircut of a nazir tomei. So he hasn't done that yet. So he has to, well, if he was a mitzara and not a nazir tomei, he's not allowed to cut his hair yet. Now he starts his Naziris up to Tahar, and can't cut his hair in the next 30 days. So he has to wait 30 days before he cuts his hair. Well, maybe that was the haircut of the Nazir Tomei. It's now day 90, and he's taking care of the Taras and the Naziris Tomei. Now he has to be a Nazir Tor for 30 days and cut his hair on day 120, and then he can bring the Karbanas, eat, and then he can drink wine and be with Hamel Mesa. But he can't cut the hair between day 60 and day 90. The Shemin Muklid Hoya, maybe he was a Muklid, but he wasn't a Nozatame. So the first 60 days was getting rid of the Tzaraz. Now he's a Nozatore and he can't cut his hair. So till day 90, he can't cut his hair. Okay, day 90, he cuts his hair and says, oh, everything's done. He said, no, maybe you were a Nazir Tomei Mace, and that was the haircut for the Nazir Tomei Mace. Now you have to start your Naziris Tahara. So you got to do another 30 days. And day 90, he'll cut his hair. Literally day 91. Suffering Nazir Tomei. That might be the haircut of a Nazir Tor, but it might be the haircut of a Nazir Tomei. Maybe Chatas Oif, the Suffering Nazir Tomei. Well, it's Behema Legalech Al Adamin. He brings another Behema, he should bring one of his Kabanas of a Nazir Tor, Umasta, Vedayan Osalishus, the Yayan Tamil Mesim, the Shem Mukhot Hoya, Betame Hoya. Maybe he was a muklat, that was the first 60 days. Maybe he wasn't also tell me that's the next 30 days. And now he starts to say it's tahara. Maybe carbon nosa tor.
So I guess one of the upshots is that no haircut can actually do double duty. It may be able to serve different purposes, but it can never serve two purposes at once.
Correct. So you said, I asked you, could it do double duty? I said, sort of. So he said, yesterday. Not really, but...
Not really, yeah.
But
I wouldn't use that term.
But in the process, we are saying, well, it might be this, it might be that, it might be that. So we're sort of letting him use it in a certain sense for one of the three.
Yes.
Any one of the three, but not for any... But not doubling up or tripling up.
Two of the three.
Is that because, like, you know, it's a Schoel Sevilas, or, like, what's...
No, it's a more than Tadam.
It's just Kaman, right?
I mean, the Taklachas of Nosa Tomei can't work for Tahara, that's pretty easy. Because the whole point is he cuts his hair at the end of the Tumah and then he starts over again, Zeres Tahara. Those two are easy.
Mm-hmm.
That the Taklachas of Matsara can't be used for the other two, that's more later on.
And of course, throughout this whole discussion, wherever it says Lamed Yom, we really should be substituting whatever the period of Zero was.
Well, that's correct. That's the next step. So really, it's not really Lamed Yom because by Mitzara, he cuts his hair. On day 7, he may suffer, and he brings his kabbalas the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it wouldn't be day 60. Maybe day 61 is bringing the kabbalas, and then he starts the 30 days.
So, for that,
and then we get involved in the question: the nazir doesn't bring either midrash or midrash bottom. The nazir has to wait to day 31 to cut his hair. So, if he starts counting on day 61, he's not going to bring the kabbalas until day 91.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cut his hair on day 90, not day 90. Okay, that's why the loss of the rush is really after 30 days from that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Mitzvah brings his korban, then Mitzvah cuts his hair, then brings his korban.
Correct.
Is what, whereas a nazir brings at least the korban.
He has to
chatat and then cuts his hair.
Well, a nazir Torah brings one of the three. He doesn't have a chatas. He has an ashram, a shlamim, and an oila. Any one of the three is good enough. So he brings an oila, make it tonight in the oila, and then cuts his hair. We had a tonight before whether you need all three, but he's going with assuming that the oila is good enough. And then he cuts his hair, and nazir tamei has to be a chatas to cut his hair. So, but he'll bring the chatas above the sofik.
So, in the case of the either in the case of a nazir, whether tamei or tahor, and matzora b'yemei sofra at the end of yemei sofra, it sounds like he needs to bring a korban for the nazirut part, cut his hair, then bring another korban for the
Mitzvah part.
Yemei sofra.
Correct. Right. That's what Mr. Rosh said that. L'machos yam taglachtoi.
What? Would be korban mitzvah.
Right. And then he brings L'machos yam taglachtoi, maybe korban mitzvah, k'el hatir b'kachim. So he cuts his hair on day 60 or after 30 days from the first one. And that's where that's the Gosasinim and the Ozu Hutter of Gimel did the same conversation back before in the first round after day 30, which I'm not sure that that's true, but it says the Gideon says you have to do that. I have to catch out why that's true, but that's for sure true the second. The Tanya law, so a regular standard Naziris is 30 days, so you can get this process done over 120 days. Of Naziris Bas Shana, he made his Naziris for a year, so everything's the same, but he can't cut his hair during the Naziris because he might be a Nazir Tor. His Naziris is for a year. So he has to wait till the end of a year before he does the first haircut, potentially of the Mitzara. He needs another haircut because of the Mitzara. That's the second year. Because maybe that's not true. He wasn't the Mitzara, but he was a Nazir Tomei, and the first year wasn't the Naziris. So now the second year is the Naziris of Tahara. He can't cut his hair. So he waits the end of the second year, brings that second set of karbanos, cuts his hair, and brings his karbanos of a mitzara, and then he can eat kachim at the end of 2 years. So that over there, ochel b'kachim macher beis shanim, the actual galach beis taglacha shal yemei chaluta, he kept the two haircuts of a person who was a chalut b'mei sofrei, and then he counts then the days of counting. El acher beis shanim, he needs 2 years. Come up in Naziris Muetis, Acher Shishim Yoim, just like the Naziris Muetis, we say you cannot cut during during his time in Naziris, because maybe he wasn't the Mitzara, and he's cutting his hair in the middle of the Naziris. That's also. So he has to wait till the Naziris is finished before he cuts his hair. Each time. That's 2 years. But Shashiyayin, the time of the Mesim, Acher Dalad Shanim, because in Naziris Muetis, Acher Kufchaf Yomim. So it takes him 4 years to finally finish the Naziris for sure and be mutter to drink wine in the time of the Mesa. Okay, so that's the Brisa. So came Rabbi Rechama and says, according to Yurav Chista, that a Nazir who's a Mitzara, the days of Tzaras count towards the Naziris. So, but in a standard Naziris of 30 days, it's irrelevant because the Mitzara has to cut his hair, and that's not a haircut of Naziris, and he has to bring his karbanos over the Nazir after with a haircut, which has to be 30 days of growth. So practically, it's irrelevant. But when you're talking about a Naziris of a long period of time, it's very relevant. Like, so the more I give an example of an 80-day Naziris, 20 days passed, he became a Mitzara. He has 60 days left of his Naziris. He finishes being a Mitzara and the process of the haircuts by day 50. So now he needs 30 days of a haircut for growth. Well, he has 30 days. He needs 80 days. Well, he had 20 days. The 30 days of being a Mitzara counts. He needs 30 more days. So at the end of 80 days, he can finish his Naziris. So according to Chista, the time of being a Mitzara counts towards the Naziris. So the only problem we have over here is haircuts. So let's cheshbon it out. If the days of being a Muklat count towards the Naziris, okay, so we say like this: the haircuts don't work for every. He needs four haircuts because maybe it was a Mitzara, and the two haircuts of Mitzara count for the Mitzara, not for anything else. Maybe it's also not a Tomei, and he needs a haircut for the Naziris of Tuma, and he needs a haircut for the Naziris of Tahara. Fine. Can't cut his hair during the year because maybe he wasn't the Mitzara and he wasn't Tomei. So he has to keep his year before he can get his hair. End of the year. This is great. Took care of that. Well, not really. Cut your hair right away after 7 days. But maybe he wasn't the Mitzara, he wasn't also Tomei, and that haircut was the Naziris of Tuma. Now he has to keep his Naziris of a year. So we say can't cut your haircut during that year, so he cuts his hair at the end of that year. That might be the second haircut of a Mitzara. He finally just finishes haircuts of his Mitzara, and now he has to say, great, okay, but maybe he was also a Nozer Tomei, and he still hasn't done the haircut of a Nozer Tomei, which doesn't allow him to start in the Naziris of Tahara. So he says, okay, wait another year. Now cuts his hair. He says, oh, but maybe he's also a Nazir, that he was a Mitzara, and he was a Nazir Tomei. Got all those haircuts done. And now he can keep his Naziris Tahara, another year. Why another year? Even if he was a Nazir Muklot, right? Why don't we argue that even if he was a Mitzara Mukhlad, he was the Nazar was a Mitzara Mukhlad, according to the Chitza, those days count for his Naziris. We had just a haircut problem. A haircut problem requires a growth of 30 days. It doesn't require a growth of a year. So I can get my four haircuts and my 1 year of 1 year in by saying that the first haircut will be the haircut of a Nazar Tameh. And now, even if it wasn't Nazar Tameh, took care of that. The second year is either because of a being a Mitzara or because of Naziris. No problem. Those, the year counts as double duty. So let it be 3 years and 30 days. So where are you going to put in your 30 days? He says, the Rosh says you're going to do that at the end of 2 years. How so? There's no reason to wait. Now he just has to cut his hair as an Nazar Tameh. There's no need to wait at all. Alma needs a haircut. Why 30 days?
What's this mem gimel?
Mem nun.
I have two mem.
Mem on Nevshach. Im on Nevshach.
Thank you.
So in order to tell me who kach would deny filachas ayinyamim the taglachas hayochel legaleach, he doesn't really need to wait 30 days. 7 days is enough. In other Torah who muklet, but let's say it was another Torah, it wasn't another Torah, and he wanted the muklet. So okay, we say okay. So he needed the two haircuts of a muklet cannot be used for nazirus tahara. The growth for Naziris Tahara requires a 30-day growth. That should have a status of a taglachas. Regards to keeping the years of a muklat counted towards Naziris Tahara, according to Rukhista. So if we take out Tumah, after 2 years and 30 days, he solved all his problems. Even if he was a Mitzara, he has his two haircuts of Mitzara, he can get a third haircut as a Nozer after 30 days. He has 30 days of growth as a Nozer. That's good enough to get a Taglachas. In regards to keeping the year of the Naziris, the year, according to Rav Chisda, the year as a Mitzara counts towards being a Nozer. So he has his year of the Naziris. He just needs a haircut. So wait 30 days to get a haircut. Well, maybe he's a Nozer Tomei. Okay. So really, for the Nozer Tomei, you don't have to wait 30 days. He can cut right away, but he can't cut right away because maybe he's an Nazar Torah, not a Tomei. So he waits 30 days and cuts a haircut. Says Manoshach. If he was an Nazar Tomei, that was the haircut for Tumah. Now he has to keep a year. Good. If it was an Nazar Torah, he's done. So Misafik, he has to keep another year. So he has to keep 2 years, 30 days, and then another year. But why 4 years? According to Rukhista, Mimnoza Toru, Umuklat Kahu Dino, Shere Ololo, you made Tzarate, the Shanus and Naziris. According to Rukhista, the year of Tzaras counts towards the year of Naziris. The only problem is he has to get a haircut. And the haircut of Mitzara can't count as a Nazir. So he has two the haircuts of a Mitzara. He needs a third haircut as a Nazir Tor. Wait 30 days to get a haircut. He has to have enough hair. It's considered a haircut. Okay. Now he has to wait another year. The Shema Hoya Muchlot Bitome. Maybe he was another Mitzara. He was a Mitzara Barai, and he was Tomei Mace. So the first two haircuts were for the Mitzara. The third haircut was for a Nazar Tomei. Now he needs another year. Now he can start as a Zeres Tahara. So he needs a year.
What does that mean?
The Gimel the Nazar Tomei. We ever come you can't argue let the days of Tzaras count for the Naziris, because as long as he's a Nazar Tomei and he hasn't done that haircut, he cannot start as a Naziris Tahara. Because of the possibility of being a Nazar Tomei, he cannot use those first 2 years, even according to the Chista, while he's a Nazar Muklid, while a Muklid can use, Mitzar Muklid can use, count for Naziris. Not if you're Nazar Tomei. You've got to get rid of the Naziris Tumah first, which only happens after 2 years and 30 days, and then you start your Naziris Tahara of a year. But 3 years and 30 days is enough. So why do you need 4 years? So you see, Rukhist is wrong. And the time of Tzaras does not work. So now, if he was a Mitzara, the first years don't count. If he wasn't Tomei Meis, now he's starting his Nezirus Tahara. So he can't cut his hair during the year, because he's an Ozer for a year. But maybe he's Tomei and he needs a haircut of another Tomei. So he has to wait the end of the year for that haircut, and then another year for Nezirus Tahara. So if your Chizkiah is wrong, we understand why you get 4 years. So that's the raya against Rav Chisda. So that's Rav Chama's first kash. Okay.